I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Kind of wet and raw today, and that is our top story. We're expecting our first freeze of the season tonight. Let's get details on where it'll be the coldest from AccuWeather. Senior meteorologist Brian Thompson.
After a chilly day today where temperatures have really struggled to get out of the 40s, we are going to have a pretty cold night tonight, and especially where the sky clears out, which is in and around the Chicago area and points north and west, that's where we have the greatest chance for a frost and freeze tonight. We have a frost advisory in effect for many nearby northern and western suburbs, and then a freeze warning in effect across some of the more distant northern western suburbs as we head throughout tonight. But across northwest Indiana and right near the lakefront, there will be more clouds that should really prevent much frost, and that'll keep temperatures in those areas close to 40 overnight tonight. Brian Thompson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And you'll find a detailed breakdown on tonight's freeze warning and a look at live interactive radar under the weather tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Well, go to just about any neighborhood in the Chicago area and you'll find a Walgreens. The chain started in Chicago and now employs tens of thousands of people at its headquarters in Deerfield. But today, executives say they need to close 1,200 neighborhood stores in the next 3 years, and you'll have to wait to find out if your local store is on the list.
500 of those stores will close in this fiscal year, which started last month. In its fourth quarter earnings update, Walgreens Boots Alliance did not specify where those stores are located. The drugstore chain operates 8,500 stores in the U.S. Back in June, company leaders indicated the potential closures of hundreds of underperforming stores as part of its turnaround. CEO Tim Wentworth says the process will take time, but he's confident it will yield what he calls significant financial and consumer benefits. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, former President Trump's appearance today before the Economic Club of Chicago was his latest attempt to appeal to business leaders in traditionally Democratic cities following a similar appearance last week in Detroit. His extended conversation with Bloomberg editor-in-chief John Micklethwaite covered everything from tariffs, which he favors, to his relationship with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, which he discussed in general. The former president also dismissed the tradition of the White House not commenting on actions by the Federal Reserve, saying he believes he has the right to criticize interest rate changes.
I think I have the right to say I think you should go up or down a little bit. I don't think I should be allowed to order it, but I think I have the right to put in comments as to whether or not interest rates should go up or down.
The former president's appearance was met by protesters outside the event at the Fairmont Hotel. Andres Guzman is a member of the anti-war committee in Chicago and was critical of both major political candidates, specifically over the Israel-Hamas war.
Let us not forget that we protested the RNC in July. We protested the DNC back in August. We protest both parties because they both represent white supremacy. And these two parties have one thing in common. They're both united in opposition against the Palestinian liberation movement.
Bloomberg said it also invited Vice President Kamala Harris, but was told the Democratic nominee was not available. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore will have more on the former president's appearance in Chicago coming up at 3:31.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago police have made no arrests in a shooting outside a Little Village restaurant that left one man dead. CBS News Chicago reporter Marissa Perlman says last night's shooting happened outside a late-night restaurant near 26th and Kedville.
Police say a 30-year-old man was walking into the restaurant when two men opened fire and then took off. That gunfire went right through the glass door of the restaurant, hitting a 27-year-old woman who was working inside. The female employee was taken to Mount Sinai and is now listed in serious condition. The identity of that 30-year-old man who was killed has not yet been released.
Police have not yet released details, any detailed descriptions of the people involved in that shooting. Police in the southwest suburbs say they've caught someone who vandalized cars over the summer.
Oaklawn police discovered in the early morning hours of July 21st that numerous vehicles had been vandalized with spray paint, mostly between Cicero and Laramie Avenues from 107th to 111th Streets. Many of the vehicles had BLM, or the word crack, spray painted on them. Several surrounding towns experienced the same type of vandalism. Oaklawn police worked with officers from Alsip, Chicago Ridge, Palos Heights, and Worth, and say 31-year-old Hector Gutierrez of Chicago, a gang member out on parole, was arrested in Alsip on October 10th, charged with 41 counts of criminal defacement to property. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
St. Sabina Catholic Church has reopened a food pantry in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood that was closed last month, which had left a lot of people scrambling to find food for themselves and their families.
This pantry had been serving about 900 people a month when it was closed by Catholic Charities last month because of the cost. It's at 1120 West 79th Street near the church. Dozens of people were lined up when it reopened. Father Michael Flager of St. Sabina.
It's no small endeavor.
No, it's about a $400,000 a year endeavor. It's a major thing, and we don't have the money for the first year yet, but it'll come. You got to have kind of a crazy faith. Thurgood Marshall had a saying that I've always loved, do the right thing and let the world catch up.
The model is different from other food pantries. People can shop like they do in a grocery store. Gregory was shopping when we stopped by.
How appreciative are you of this place?
110%.
The church is working with the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Father Flager would love donations, food or money. In Auburn Gresham, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Muslim community and others are remembering a 1 year after a six-year-old Palestinian boy was killed in an alleged hate crime. Prayers for Wadi al-Fayumi, who was stabbed to death last October. A memorial gathering was last night. Prosecutors have said his landlord killed him and wounded his mother because they were Palestinian. CARE Executive Director Ahmed Rehab.
The angel that was taken from us, this beautiful young boy, Wadia, his life says everything about him and his father and his mother, not his death.
71-year-old Joseph Zuba had been charged with one count each of first-degree murder, attempted murder, aggravated battery, and two counts of a hate crime. From the AppleChevy.com sports desk, good afternoon. 670 The Score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, thank you. The Bears on their bye week, but still making news. The league has flexed next week's game, week 8 against the Commanders from noon to 3:25, putting them into prime time. Caleb Williams against Jaden Daniels, both rookie quarterbacks playing great football. A few big NFL trades today. Two star wideouts moved. Long rumored, now official, Devontae Adams reunited with Aaron Rodgers, traded from the Raiders to the Jets today. The Bills acquire Amari Cooper from the Browns in exchange for picks. College football now, and at the midpoint of the season, Northwestern has some work to do in order to reach a bowl game, as Rick Gregg reports.
They're 3-3, and they need to go at least 3-3 the rest of the way to reach the postseason. The back half of the schedule starts with Wisconsin, which has won back-to-back games by a combined score of 94-13.
They're certainly a group that have found their groove, well-coached, you know, scary passing attack. They're finding ways to run the ball really effectively right now, playing good defense, very sound on special teams.
That's NU coach David Braun, who has his team coming off a drubbing of its own, 37-10 over Maryland. Saturday's game is the last one for this season at the temporary Northwestern Medicine Field by the lake. The Wildcats' last two home games late next month at Wrigley Field. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Blackhawks back in action tonight in Calgary, 8 o'clock for the puck drop, and baseball ALCS Game 2 at Yankee Stadium. Guardians trailing New York 1-0. Bybee against Cole in the pitching matchup. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A newly released report from the state of Illinois shows a rapid growth in the state's cannabis industry.
The report says the past fiscal year saw explosive growth in the cannabis industry, with 82 new stores that opened and more than $2 billion in sales. State regulators also say in the report that social equity marijuana business owners, people who come from poor areas or who were most impacted by the war on drugs, now own nearly half of the 220 dispensaries statewide. And in the next fiscal year, the state says it aims to expand access to cannabis for medical patients beyond the current 55 dispensaries they have access to. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Former President Trump came to Chicago today to detail and defend his economic policies during a sometimes tense exchange before the Economic Club of Chicago. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Republican Donald Trump was questioned by Bloomberg editor-in-chief John Micklethwaite, who challenged him on his tariff-heavy economic policies. Micklethwaite cited studies showing that tariffs added to the deficit and end up costing consumers more. The former president rejected those assertions and said that with Mexico, in his view, poised to flood the U.S. with cars manufactured for less there, high tariffs could save American jobs.
They're not going to sell one car into the United States. I said, if I run this country, if I'm going to be president of this country, I'm going to put a 100, 200, 2,000% tariff. They're not going to sell one car into the United States.
On immigration, Mr. Trump drew applause at the Economic Club of Chicago event when he said he wanted people to come to the U.S., but only if they do so legally. He says those entering illegally are largely criminals and murderers. Many murderers, he said. In the loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Chicago area under a freeze warning tonight, and that's a reminder for gardeners to get moving on protecting their outdoor plants.
Horticulture educator at the U of I Extension Service, Jamie Vibach, says you should move indoors or cover up any tropical plants during this cold spell, but hardier plants like late season veggies can stay out.
Kale, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, those are all technically the same plant, just grown a little bit differently. They can handle a little bit of frost.
A freeze will require covering if you want them to survive, however. Meanwhile, if you're thinking about planting some native seeds like blazing stars, milkweed, or black-eyed Susans, Vibach says you want them to freeze.
Because they're adapted to our conditions, they actually require a period of freeze and thaw in order to germinate.
Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Northwest Suburban Hoffman Estates were able to take an endangered Caracal wild cat into custody that had been seen in the area. It was discovered hiding under a resident's deck and was not harmed. But over the past few days, the village had been made aware of the large cat in the area of Della Drive and the Hilldale Golf Course, not yet known where the animal came from. The Valley of the Kings Sanctuary and Retreat, located in Sharon, Wisconsin, is en route to pick him up, saying he'll have a healthy and happy life there. Well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and one Chicago-based organization is celebrating nearly 40 years of raising money and awareness. Lynn Sage was only 39 when she died of breast cancer in 1985. Ever since, her friends and family have worked tirelessly to raise money and awareness in her name in hopes that someday doctors will find a cure. Her daughter, Laura, was only a teenager when her mother died. She says if Lynn was diagnosed today, she probably would have likely lived longer because of research and early detection.
You know, I used to say our mission is to eradicate breast cancer, and I would be fairly pessimistic that that might happen in my lifetime. I have a lot more hope now than I used to.
Over the decades, the Lynn Sage Breast Cancer Research Foundation has raised $45 million for the cause. Its fall gala will be next Thursday, October 24th at the Theater on the Lake. Last year's event drew about 800 supporters and raised more than $1.2 million.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.